Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and I say to you, good day. Yes, it is another beautiful day in this neighborhood, or wherever you may find yourself. Oh, my God. Coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, by way of BTR, Blog Talk Radio. You can find me at SankofaInfinity.net. You can also find me on Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. You can personally email me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. Let me give reverence and acknowledge my ancestors. My ancestors, when I acknowledge my ancestors, I cover all that is and all that will ever be. When I acknowledge them, there is no need to really put title to who they are, or even place conditions on them, because it's not even necessary. At the end of the day, it's not necessary. So I thank them. I thank them. I thank them for their guidance as well as their protection in allowing me to come forth and to travel to and fro, that I may speak a word, say a word, give a message, and be the tree of life. For that is my desire, and I am surrendered. I'm surrendered and yielded to that. Breathe by Layla Hathaway. Every time I hear that song, I hear something completely different. It's not that I hear something different, but it's just the frequency of the song changes. It changes because I am changing. And as I mentioned earlier in one of my previous shows, that as your mind shifts from one thing to another, in regards to person, place, thing, or idea, the frequency, the vibration that emanates and radiates from you, it changes. So you begin to hear things that you never heard before. Or you begin to hear the clarity of things that are spoken, be it poetry, song, or even through conversation. That is how you can measure the frequency or the non-physical aspect of who you are and how it is changing and shifting in your being and how you are changing and shifting with it. Because we live, move, and have our being in that which is the non-physical aspect of who we are. And that is the most dominant part of who we are. That is the most dominant part. That is the most dominant part of who I am. Let me change that. Yeah, that is the most dominant part of who I am. And if it resonates with you, take it. If it doesn't resonate, let it fly and keep it moving. I want to listen to this song one more time. And because I want to listen to it one more time, and if you want to continue to be on the show, I want you to listen to it one more time and listen to it with your heart open, your mind open. And just open, just aware of what is being sung, I think. So enjoy, and I'll be right back.
All around me, everywhere.
Okay, we're back. We're back. What I find most interesting about their song is that if you do not breathe, believe anything else. If you do not breathe, breathing and the breath is so important in life, going throughout life, daily routine, having conversations. You must be mindful of the breath. Even when you find yourself getting into situations where the intensity is a little bit high, in those moments, just step back and breathe. And if you can, just count down from 10. There's something about the breath. And I know that I'm only touching the surface of it, if that, but it's something about the breath. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed that there has been times in my life where I'm having a discussion with someone. And the intensity of the discussion gets so high that I forget to breathe. And I begin to carry out this conversation on nothing but purely emotion and adrenaline. There's no clarity there. There's no getting your point across. There's no finding truth. There's no rest and there's no peace. But if you can just, if I just step back and look at the whole situation, and then looking at the whole picture, breathe myself into a place of peace. I find myself in a space where I am also saying, like Layla Hathaway, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, because in the moment of breathing, I believe and I know that everything will be all right. It's a simple, basic demonstration of the power of silence, because that is what you're doing. When you concentrate on your breath, you're breathing into the silence. Breathe in. And the silence alone speaks volumes to anything that is taken. That is why it is good to not talk sometimes. It is good not to say anything. It is good to just be with yourself and allow the silence of the non-physical aspect of who you are work out what it needs to work out for you. And in that, you can stay in divine alignment. Because at the end of the day, the non-physical aspect of who you are do not have to do anything. It doesn't even have to say anything. It doesn't have to say anything. As you become more and more elevated and expanded in your consciousness and aware of the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who you are, too will begin to conduct yourself as the non-physical aspect of who you are. You too will be at peace when there is chaos. And not only that, this is a mysterious thing that I have discovered, is that even when you are a part of the chaos, you also are the observer of the chaos that is created. So you can actually feel the non-physical aspect of you are, who you are, watching and witnessing what is being carried out. Yet at the same time, it is untouched by the chaos. At the same time, it is untouched. That's why you have the untouchable. So today, my message would be to go forth and breathe. Breathe your way into silence. And in silence, you will find rest and peace, comfort. And in that space, begin to reflect, contemplate, meditate. Meditate on a state of gratitude. Get in a space of gratitude. Just being grateful. Being grateful that you can be grateful. Being grateful that you have the opportunity. You have the choice to be grateful. And you can express that. You can demonstrate it. Be grateful. Be thankful. And with that, I say to you, namaste, namaste. And I'll leave you again with Layla Hathaway. Just breathe.
Thank you.
believe.